Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. Major Western powers say they're united in their approach to talks on Iran's nuclear program. They say they will reject any agreement that does not meet their demands. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond spoke after meeting with his counterparts from France, Germany, and the United States.
We are all committed to seeking to achieve an agreement which is comprehensive, durable, and verifiable, but we are equally clear that an agreement is only deliverable if it meets all of those requirements. We will not do a bad deal that does not meet our red lines.
The six world powers, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States, trying to reach a deal with Iran over its nuclear program by the end of the month. Western powers want to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only and wants crippling sanctions removed. In other news, the United States withdrew all of its personnel from Yemen on Saturday. That came one day after suicide bombers killed at least 137 people at two mosques in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a. About 100 U.S. Special Forces have been stationed at the Al Anad Air Base in the south, there to launch drone attacks against al-Qaeda targets in Yemen. Later today, the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting about Yemen. Iranian allied Houthis seized the capital in September and have battled with Sunnis as they try to expand their authority. Spokesperson for the Yemeni embassy in Washington spoke on Twitter about drums of war. This is VOA News. Islamic State has posted on the Internet what it says are the names, addresses, and photographs of 100 U.S. military personnel and encouraged its supporters in the United States to kill them. A group calling itself the Islamic State Hacking Division wrote on its website that it had made easy for you by giving you addresses. All you need to do is take the final step, they said. What are you waiting for? Unquote. The Pentagon says it is investigating and says it always encourages servicemen and women to take appropriate protection procedures. One official told the New York Times newspaper that it does not appear that the militants hacked the information from the U.S. government website and that most of it is publicly available. Also in the news, a Russian senior official said that Moscow is now seeking confrontation with NATO. The Russian Interfax news agency reported Saturday that Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov made a statement to that effect that at a news briefing for foreign defense attachés in Moscow, addressing the outcome of a major inspection of the Russian Armed Forces' combat readiness, he said Moscow is not seeking confrontation with NATO. In an attempt to reassure the audience, Antonov also said that Russia is not going to attack anyone. However, Russia's ambassador to Denmark said on Saturday that Danish ships will become Russian targets if the country joins NATO's missile defense system. Here in the United States, President Obama has called on congressional Republicans to confirm his candidate for Attorney General, his nominee, Loretta Lynch. In a weekly media address, the president said that no one could argue with Lynch's qualifications.
It has been more than 4 months since I nominated Loretta Lynch to serve as Attorney General. And this time, Republican leaders in Congress won't even let her nomination come up for a vote. In fact, by Monday, Loretta will have been languishing on the Senate floor for longer than the seven previous attorney generals combined.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned that there will be no vote on Lynch, who would be the country's first female African-American attorney general until the Senate passes legislation on human trafficking. However, Democrats object to anti-abortion language that has been added to that bill. Tens of thousands of people greeted Pope Francis on Saturday in Italy's impoverished south. Francis spoke to residents in Scampia, a rundown neighborhood in Naples dominated by the Camorra, the regional mafia. The pontiff called on members of organized crime to abandon violence.
That's the latest world news from VOA.